Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 through 25. Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. As for you, see what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, eternal life. So yeah, this idea of Antichrist brings up a whole bunch of pictures for people. I remember when I was a kid that I went to a Bible study. I think I was late high school, almost college. And they were talking about the Antichrist, and they were talking about having barcodes put on our wrists or on our foreheads. And even to this day, you'll see people talk about having a microchip or something implanted, and this is how you will buy, be able to buy things at the store and everything. And so many people worry about this kind of Antichrist. This is not what 1 John's talking about at all. 1 John is talking about anyone who lives opposite of what Christ wants in the world. Literally, Antichrist. And so he says the Antichrist, you've heard the Antichrist was coming. He says many Antichrists have come. There are many people living opposite of the way of Christ in the world. And so I would like to take a little bit of the mysticism out of this, or all the mystery about the Antichrist, or who is the Antichrist, or a lot of those kind of predictions don't do us a lot of good. What 1 John is really talking about here is there are some, obviously, who left kind of these groups of disciples, this church, who have left the church and have gone off into ways that are contrary to what Christ would want for us. And so the book of 1 John is saying, don't get caught up in that. We talked about being caught up in the systems of the world last time. The idea that we live for different values in the kingdom of God. We live for things like love and forgiveness, peace. We live as servants. We lose our life to find it instead of living for power and money and fame and trying to be first. We take the position of being last. So this is what it means to be an Antichrist, really, to live opposite of Christ, to live in those worldly values that John's talking about. And the idea here is that the church is being urged to stick to the Gospels, to stick to Christ, and to acknowledge that Christ is the Son and that Christ came from the Father. And the person who has the Son, he says, has the Father also. So in the end of this passage, it says, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. In other words, live by the truth. Now, God's truth always will bring life. It always will bring what we would call abundant life, eternal life. Because as we know God's truth, we come to know God. And eternal life is really knowing God. And so this little passage ends with this idea is God has promised us eternal life if we will stay in Him, live in Him, and not live in ways that are contrary to who God is and to the truth of God. And so today, as you go out there, it might be worth just examining your life and saying, am I living in ways that conform to the will of the Father? Am I really living the Lord's Prayer that we pray that says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Or am I actually working against those things? Am I being caught up a little bit in the spirit of the Antichrist? Now, I know that's a hard thing to say out loud because we have a picture of like this, you know, being from straight from the pit of hell or Satan. But really, anytime we're pushing against the values of the kingdom, we are living anti to what Christ wants. And 1 John makes that pretty clear here. So what is my life? What values am I living for? And 1 John says, don't leave the faith that you've known, but live the gospel, live in Christ, and you will also know the Father. And so stick to what you know, because here's what He has promised us, eternal life. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.